We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ross, we have a pro on the line. Mike Sielski from WIP, works with Mac now on Saturdays, part of our team here, also Inquirer.com. Also, a graduate of prestigious journalism
Columbia
Journalism School. And I'm going to have him kind of grade your interview there with Mr. Sirianni. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Al. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So what'd you think of Mr. 60 Minutes here?
I thought he did very well. I would say one thing, Ross, though, just one. Do you play for the Eagles?
Here we go.
I do not. No. What did I say?
Do you play for Nick Sirianni?
I do not. What did I say? Did I say we or something?
No. Don't call him coach. Don't call him coach.
Oh, no. You gotta.
Oh.
Yeah. That's naturally, by doing that, you're deferring to him. And, you know, you don't play for him. You don't work with him. You're asking him questions. You
Mike,
want to be on the same level.
I will defend Ross in this spot because I don't do that either. I don't call a guy, you know,
Nick.
You know, but what I have found just being around former players, like players who played at, you know, a professional, they always refer to coaches as coach.
Yeah.
I think it's just ingrained in them.
Yeah.
No, I think you're 100% right, Rhea. And like I said,
I don't.
Ross,
you don't.
Did a terrific
you know,
job.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny too, Mike, is. So I do these college games on Saturday, and so I have production meetings, right? So literally today I'll talk to University of Buffalo because I'm doing Buffalo Eastern Michigan on Saturday. And I don't really know these guys, right? Like, you know, I don't know these guys. It's the OC, the DC, the head coach. So it's way easier for me just to be like, so anyway, coach.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I mean, I don't want to spend the time memorizing the guy's name till at least Saturday. It's so much easier just to ask questions. You know, that's a good point, coach. What do you think about this, coach?
Yeah.
Did I say coach the whole time? Did I ever say Nick?
I don't know.
You know what's funny?
Maybe once.
Mike, you know what's funny? That was actually a conscious decision because I thought that if I said Nick, that would be like – oh, he does the preseason games.
Buddy with him.
Yeah, he does the preseason games, and he gets paid some money by the Eagles in August. So he's buddy, so he calls him Nick. I actually thought Nick would seem a little bit too, like, familial, so to speak.
Ross, it could have been worse. You could have called him Mr. Snyder. So don't worry about it.
So, Mike, are you all swept up in this right now? Do you think anybody's getting ahead of themselves, or is it appropriate to have these expectations?
Oh, it's funny you should ask that, Al, because I wrote a column yesterday that's on Inquirer.com now and in the paper this morning, kind of suggesting that just everybody pump the brakes just a little bit. And I think this is the curse of being – you know, in and around Philadelphia sports and covering Philadelphia sports for a long time is you think back to all those times where, for instance, when the Eagles were 4-0 with Randall Cunningham as their quarterback, or, you know, as recently as 5 years ago when they were playing on Monday Night Football and their quarterback was dazzling the nation by throwing four touchdown passes and, you know, escaping from a sack and a pass rush, and that quarterback was Carson Wentz. Yep. And so, look, they looked great Monday night. They absolutely did. And Jalen Hurts looked great. But it's just the second game of the season. And I maybe it's just me, but I do feel like it's worthwhile for people to just take a step back, take a breath, because only a week ago were we worried about Jonathan Gannon and whether his defense was going to hold up over the course of the season and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure that was met with calmness in your replies.
Yeah, absolutely,
Rhea. Like, there was no pushback on that at all.
Yeah.
But, Mike, can't you do both, though? You know, I mean, what's the point of being a fan if you can't get excited and get high hopes based on watching your team perform really well? Look, I'm on the text message with all my high school buddies, and I was getting all the texts Monday night – That's what's great about being a fan, to get excited and raise your level of expectations and get hope. And by the way, you get your hopes up, and then if they end up stinking or, urinating down their leg and they blow it and your hopes get crushed, that's part of being a fan. You know what's not fun being a fan? Being that guy that just is like, hey, guys, it's just one game. Let's just stay calm.
I hate those people.
Yeah. You know who I don't want to have a beer with? It's only one game, man. Just relax, dude. I don't want to be with that guy. That guy is lame.
Ross, I totally get it. And if I were not one of the lead sports columnists for the Philadelphia Inquirer, I might feel the same way. But I am. And I don't write – I understand how fans think, and I try to keep that in mind when I sit down to write about the Eagles or the Sixers or Flyers or Phillies. But I don't write and cover these teams like a fan. And I need to be able to take a step back and say, okay, everybody's looking at it this way. Is that the thing that's really going to happen? Is that the thing that is really happening? And I also, to a certain degree, just kind of have a contrarian nature.
Yeah.
I don't write things just to be contrarian, but I do find myself often saying, if everybody thinks one thing, let's try to look at the topic from a different angle just to see if there's some merit there.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for calling and giving the grade, and have fun with Glenn. I'm telling you, you're going to have people ready for a Super Bowl. I'm ready for a Bills and the Eagles Super Bowl. I am like
– The world is not ready for that.
I am ready for it.
I think it would be great. Again, I'm not all for getting ahead of ourselves, but a Buffalo-Philadelphia Super Bowl, I heard Rhea's line earlier. I saw that same line about the country wouldn't have the infrastructure to handle that. That is absolutely true.
Buffalo fans
are so similar to Philadelphia fans, and they have suffered longer than Philly fans have. The Sabres have never won a Stanley Cup. The Bills have never won a Super Bowl. If you can say any town deserves to celebrate a championship, it's Buffalo.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike, and we'll be listening to you over the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.